Okay, we're picking up on Yuches Amud Aleph. We are two lines from the top of the last word with Lema. So the Gemara is telling now, trying to bring a proof, Lema Sayele, that this is a proof for Rav Yehuda. Rav Yehuda told us that even if there's a Zika, so if you have Reuven and Shimon, Reuven dies and his children, Reuven is married to Sarah, so Sarah was now falling before either Yibam or Chalitza to do with Shimon, and Sarah dies without any children, so then the halacha is, according to Rav Yehuda, that you would be usher to marry Sarah's mother. At that point, it's already considered Zika is enough of a bond between Zika's, the relationship between the potential person who's doing the Yavama and the Yavam. So that relationship, it makes it enough as a Ki'ilo Kwaza. They were married enough to say that it's usher for you to marry the mother. So Gemara says, "Vimto shemesa buter b'achusa." That if once Yavama died, he's permitted to marry her sister b'achusa. In that implies he's permitted to marry her sister, since a person's allowed to marry even your wife's sister after the wife dies. A person is fully married to a person. In Europe, they used to do that a lot. That if from Tay-Sachs, whatever things, they were dying. So not Tay-Sachs, be earlier, but they died from all these diseases very, very young. Mamash right into the marriage. They only had one or two children. Many times they would often marry the sister of that person. So that's mutter lech. That's totally fine. So too with regards to Yibum. Also, that's going to be the halacha. Be'imalo, but that implies that you're not allowed to marry her mother, just as one's not allowed to marry one's wife's mother after the wife's death. So too, you're not allowed to marry the potential zika that you had between this lady and her mother. So now the Gemara says, no, this isn't a proof. Hu adin dafilo be'ima. You could say the halacha is that you're even permitted to marry the Avama's mother after the Avama's death, and not only her sister. So why does the Mishnah mention this? Because since the Mishnah was mentioning in the first case, Ishto Shemesa Mutar Bachosa, if one wife died, he's permitted to marry her sister. Davka Bachosa Aval Be'ima Lo, which truly means that he's permitted to marry only her sister, but not to her mother, to have a Yisur Dereisa, because the wife's mother is an Yisur Dereisa after the wife's death. So the last point of the Mishnah just wants to teach the halacha, when the Yavama dies, he's permitted to marry her sister. That's the only point of the Chiddush, but it would be that it is, it would also be mutter. It would be mutter as well. So that would not necessarily be a raya. That would be the raya that may not necessarily that Rav Yehuda is correct. So now the Gemara says, "Meisi Rav Huna Bar Chira." Rav Huna is going to ask a kasha on the shita of Rav Yehuda. So the Gemara, the Mishnah is talking about a case where you have two brothers, Reuven and Shimon. Reuven dies with any children, and his wife was waiting for Yibum. And a third brother, Levi, was born. So this Mishnah is my Mishnah, the next Mishnah. We're going to have the next Talmud. Asa ba Maimar Mesa. What happens if Shimon does what's called Maimar? Maimar is a Shaila. It's a Machlokas B'Shamis Hillel. It's going to be important because it's going to come up over here. According to B'Shamis Hillel, it's only Dinder Rabbanan Maimar, and it doesn't really, it's not Kona. The only way that a person is Kona, the Avama, according to B'Shamis Hillel, is through Bia, through having relations with this woman. As we see with the Obonis, Baras, and the whole thing, even all those things are going to be the way you're Kona, not through Maimar. However, B'Shamis holds that Maimar is fully, full-fledged Kenyan Gamor, and your Kona, the woman fully if you do Maimar and she's fully your Yavama. So now here you did a Maimar, so you did, if Shimon does Maimar with Reuven's former wife Sarah, his widow, so then he dies on his children, then Shnei Chaletzah V'lo Mezabemes. So then Shimon now dies, so she's going to require Chalitza from Levi but not be taken at Yibum. She is going to be considered Midarabanan, the Tzara of the Erva of Shimon, so therefore Shimon's actual wife, Shimon, again, he did Maimar with Sarah, the wife of Reuven, he's married to Leah, who's not related at all, and now Shimon dies without any children, and Levi was Achosu Shaloya Baloma, because Levi wasn't alive yet when Reuven died, so he's not allowed to marry the first wife, Sarah. But maybe he's allowed to marry Leah. But since over here there was, if he actually formally does marry Sarah in our example, then we're going to assume that she would be a Tzara's erva of Tzara of Achiv Sholei Be'olamo. So then Levi would not be allowed to do Yibum Chalitza with either of the two of them. We're going to say that's a machlokas Reb Shimon and Tanakama. But here the difference is that he only did Maimar. So maybe Sarah wasn't really bound at all to Shimon. In which case, it's just like a regular case where Shimon dies and Shimon's wife should be Leah, should be subject to Chalitza or Yibum. So the Gemara says, the Mishnah tells us Shnei Chaletzes V'lo Misyabemes. So now the Gemara points out Taima, the reason that Shimon's own wife may not be taken in Yibum because is David Maimar, Shimon did a Maimar with Sarah, the wife of Reuven. Hallo Avad Maimar. However, if Reuven didn't do a Maimar with her Shnia, Nami Yibubim Yibama, then what would happen is that the second wife would be eligible for Yibum. Now, if you tell me, Yamar's Yesh Zika, the Soma Chokas is whether you say Yesh Zika or Ain Zika, right? Everyone agrees that there's some sort of bond of a Zika between when Reuven, just a regular case, when Reuven and Shimon are brothers and Reuven dies and his children, everyone agrees there's some sort of relation between Sarah and Shimon that Shimon has to do either Yibum Chalitza. The style is, how strong is it? Is it so strong that it's mamish like they're married? That there's like a certain level they're mamish like they're married? Or is it like they're not married? So now, The Gemara is trying to bring a proof that it's not like they're fully married, because if you tell me the Zika bond is so strong and every Yavam to Yavam, then Shimon, then Shimon is no difference if you do Maimar. So then Shimon's wife should Pashut be Asar. As soon as Reuven died, the Zika established between him and Shimon, and therefore there is, it's like a Kilo they're married, so therefore Shimon is Kilo he's married to Sarah, even if he doesn't do Yavam Chalitza yet. The Zika should create the bond between Sarah and Shimon, like they're married, and therefore you have Shimon's to his own wife Leah, who could theoretically have done Yibum, but now you have Eish Yisachar Shalev Alamo with the case of Shimon's wife, the Zika that he had with Reuven, with Sarah. So then in our example, so then why isn't that a problem? So how could she be Shayach to have Yibum? So the Gemara says, Amar Rabba, hu adin, the Alpha Gav Dlovet by Marna. So you're right, that even if Shimon didn't do Maimar, that we're going to say Shnima Mechal Tzalech Adibun Lamaimah, that the Zika is strong enough to remove the fact that Shimon's wife should be able to do Yibum. However, we're still saying that you have to do Chalitza, but you're not allowed to do Yibum. V'ha d'ktani Maimar, so now why does the Mishnah mention that you've done Maimar? Who cares if you've done Maimar in the second case? No, Lafuke Bebe Shammai, Damar Maimar Kone Kone Ganya Gamar. As we just mentioned, Machalke Bebe Shammai is still when you do Maimar, when you first do, like Maimar, which you commit to marrying her, and you actually marry her, it's like a process derabanan. That's everybody agrees to that. You should be doing it. So according to Bishamay, though, it's not just a process derabanan; it's fully koneher. So now, when Shimon does maimar to Reuven's former wife Sarah, or his widow Sarah, so now Sarah is fully married to Shimon according to Bishamay. In that case, if Shimon dies, then you have fully eshachat levamalo, and both are going to be pater from yibum and chalitza. That's the chiddush; they're both pater from chalitza as well. However, according to Kamashman, and the Mishnah is telling you a chiddush that even though Shimon did maimar, when he dies, we do require chalitza, not like Bishamay. But Shimon said you don't need chalitza. We hold that you would be doing chalitza. So therefore, we've deflected the kasha on Rav. Another kasha now on Rav Yehuda rather. Aseveh by is another kasha on Rav Yehuda based on the bright. So the Braisa tells us that if you have Shnei Achin Be'olam Echad, if you have two contemporary brothers, Reuven and Shimon, Umeis Echad Man below Vlad, and Reuven dies on eight children, V'amada Sheni Hazeh Lasus Maimar Vimto. So now the second case, Shimon. Now Shimon over here does Maimar with Sarah, the wife of Reuven. V'elois Bik Lasus Ba Maimar, but he didn't succeed in doing Maimar with her, Achinolas Lo Ach Umeis. Before, and Levi was born. Levi was born in the interim. So now Levi was born, and Shimon himself also then dies childless. So then there's a shiloh via Reuven's widow and Shimon's widow were now left to Levi to do Yibum. So says the Gemara now, Harishona, the first wife of Reuven, Yotza Mishum Eish Zachar Shalom Elmamo, that the first case, the first one is Pashut, that's Eish Zachar Shalom Elmamo, because Reuven died when Levi wasn't even born yet, so that would be a Isser of Achos Ishta, which doesn't get removed for the Mitzvah Yibum, because he wasn't alive yet. But the Gemara is going to learn that from Sukkim in a moment. We're going to get to that. That is Shnei Anashim Yachtav, so we're going to have that on base. Ushnia, and the second wife, Shimon's wife, Ochaletzis Omis of Emes, either does Chalitza or Yibum by Levi. Since Shimon did not do Maimar yet, his is not a Tzara of the Erva, so therefore she can do Yibum or Chalitza. V'yamar Yesh B'Zika. Now, if you tell me that there is Zika between every Yavam and Yavama, so Havi Letzaras Eish Yisachar Shalom Ayah B'Olama, because here we're saying, again, he didn't even do a Maimar yet. So he didn't do a Maimar yet. He's not in Shayach to Sarah of, Sarah was not Shayach to Shimon at all. So therefore, there's no Tzaras Erva. There's no the fact that he wasn't married yet. So now, but if you tell me that there's a concept of Yesh Zika, Havi Letzaras Eish Yisachar Shalom B'Olama Zika, because the fact that Shimon had to do either Yibum Chalitza with Sarah, the wife of Reuven, the fact that he had that potential, how can you tell me that it is going to be permitted to do Levi, Yibum, if you hold that there's Zika? So the Gemara points out that this is not necessarily the main Shita in the Tanaim. The Gemara is now saying that in a Chanami, this is a Machlokas Tanaim. However, Hamani, Rabbi Meir, he, Damar Ein Zika. This is the opinion of Rabbi Meir, and this is a Das Yelchid. Other Tanaim are going to disagree and hold that there is Yesh Zika to the point where it would make it Usser to be able to get married, and they would disagree with this particular Braces. So we're basically saying, in a Chanami, this Braces is against the Shita Review. The Review holds like other Tanaim, which he would Taina is probably the majority of Tanaim. So the Gemara says, Umis really the Remeir ain't Zika, but does Remeir actually hold that there's no Zika? V'atnan, we learn in the Mishnah, and this is a Stam Mishnah now. So if you have a Stam Mishnah, which is attributed to Rabbi Meir, but still, we know that Stam Mishnah, that we just had this Rabbi Yochanan, says Halacha Kistam Mishnah, because Rabbi specifically is not telling you who the Tana is, because he's telling you that this is the standard Pesach that we should be accepting. You don't have to mention who it is, because this is what you do. So you don't have to mention, like, when you say, like, oh, Reb Chaim Kanievsky is a Tzal, now it's saying is a Tzal, it's scary. But Reb Chaim Kanievsky says like this. So then you're saying, as you moda, that sounds like there are people who argue. But if you just say, the Halacha on Shabbos is like this, even if it's a contemporary Shaila, you're clearly showing that that's what all the poskim would say, that there's no one really disagrees. So here, that's what the idea of a Stam Mishnah is. So anyway, we have a Stam Mishnah that says, Arba Achim, Shnayim Mehen Nusu En Shnei Achas, Umeso Nusu En Achayas. So if you have four brothers, and two of them, Reuben and Shimon, are married to Rachel and Leah, two sisters. Now, Mason and Sunai Chayos, and those, Reuben and Shimon, then die. So the halacha is, Arei Elu Chotzos Ulomis Yabno. So these sisters both require chalitza, but they're not allowed to take Yibum. V'isalta just have her marry in Zika. Now, if you're going to tell me their marriage holds that there is no Zika, so then why don't they Hane Mitre Base Kasya? Now they're coming from Reuben's prospective wife, Sarah, and Shimon was married to, was Rachel, Leah was Rachel, and Shimon was to Sarah. So each one is from a different house, and the Yibum can be viewed as interdependently. What's the reason of the Tanakama? Is that we're afraid that the Zika bond applies to both of them. But here you should say, so then if they're coming from two different places, so then why don't we assume that each surviving brother should be able to take the Rachel and Leah, that Levi and Yudah are allowed to take Rachel and Leah, each one to Yibum with their own? Why does their mayor disqualify them from Yibum? If there's no Zika between them and their brothers, what prevents them from choosing the one that he wants? If there's nothing connecting the two of them, if you hold Ein Zika, then we should hold that you should be allowed to do Yibum with either one which you prefer. So Gemara says, La'olam Ein Zika. So Rabba is tining that really Remeir holds that there is no Zika, and the reason for his psak is Mishum Dekasavar Aser Levatel Mitzvahs Yevamin. Because he holds that it's forbidden to negate the mitzvah of Yibum, and over here, once the mitzvah of Yibum has set in, it's Aser for the Yavam to do something that would cause that Yibum to be neglected and removed actively. And taking one Yavama might lead to the negation of another one. How is that? Because you allow Yibum, then one, so what's going to happen? If you allow the Yibum, then after one brother does Yibum, the other one will die, leaving the other Yavama before the other brother who already took his sister in Yibum, the Kabbalta Mitzvahs Yavamin. And that, you have negated the Mitzvah of Yibum from the remaining Yavama. Because, again, at the end of the day, the person, the Yavama, is married to her sister. This is an Erva, because he's a wife's sister, and she's going to be put there without doing Yibum or Chalitza. So then we don't want this to not even have the Mitzvah even Chalitza Shayach to the second sister. So we're afraid, basically, that really Yehuda or Levi, one of them will die with what Levi will do Yibum, and are afraid Yehuda will die without doing Yibum or Chalitza. So now this other Leah is going to have no Yibum or Chalitza Dunter, and that's not correct. So therefore, we don't want to disregard the mitzvah Yibum Chalitza. So therefore, Meir forbids either brother to perform Yibum, and he does, both of them should do chalitza. Because even if one brother dies after the other one does done chalitza, the other brother will be able to do chalitza with the remaining yevama, so that the mitzvah will be able to be done in some form. And that's what we learn from over here. And Rashi just points out, even though the sister of one's chalitza is usher to him, that's only a din derabanan. So she still, by doing, be able to do chalitza, then you would be able to still mekayin the mitzvah daraisa, and that's not called getting, removing the mitzvah. That's what Rashi points out. Therefore, by telling us that the first yevam does only chalitza, not Yibum, Rabbi Meir is telling us that at least the chalitza will be done by the second Yavama. So that's what we learn from over here. Rashi also points out that one brother has done the mitzvah chalitza, should be allowed to Yibum with the second sister, since there's no longer any concern for the getting rid of the mitzvah. However, if we do allow this, then what are we afraid of? Rashi points out that one of the brothers might come to do Yibum with one of the sisters before the brother's done chalitza with the other, and that is the issue, that's Gzeira d'Rabbanan, that Rabbi Meir would be making. Because really, once you do chalitza, one, is there no problem at all? That's the whole problem, that we're afraid you won't do chalitza. That's the taina of Rashi. Now the Gemara points out, now, ain zika tibatel. Now, if there is no zika, so why don't we say the mitzvah, why don't we say ain zika? So then who cares if the mitzvah is not shayach over here? Rameir doesn't consider Zika to be a factor. He shouldn't forbid the Yibum on account of the concern that maybe the guy's going to die. Tahar Rabbi Gamliel Amar in Zika, because we know Rabbi Gamliel holds that there's no concept of Zika either. We're going to see this later in Daf Nun Aleph, that says, Mutar Levatel Mitzvah Yivamim. And he also says, it's permitted to negate the mitzvah that is done for Yibum. This night we learn in the Mishnah. The Mishnah is talking about a case where you have two sisters who marry two brothers. So you have Reuven and Shimon married to Rachel and Leah. Rachel was a gedola, married to Reuven. And Shimon married Leah, who was the orphan daughter of, they were sisters, but only was married off by her brother or her mother, which we know is only a din derabanan, which is only a marriage on the level of derabanan. So then if Reuven dies, Reuven is married to Rachel, who fully married on the level of deresa. Shimon is married to Leah, only din derabanan, because he's married off by the mother or brother. So then the shaila is, what do you do? So it's a machlokas over here. We have a machlokas tanaim. We have one tana, I think it was Rabbi Lazar. He holds that we tell the tana that she should do miyun, she should annul her marriage with Shimon, because she's only married on a level derabanan. Right now you have Yibum or Chalitza on a level deresa with the older sister. So we don't want it to get to a level where she'll be a gedola and then the marriage will be a level deresa. So we tell her to do miyun. However, Rabbi Gamliel disagrees. Rabbi Gamliel says, imeana, if she does, miyana. So if we don't force her, if she wants to do the refusal and annul the marriage with Mafreya and annul it, so then you can, and then in which case, you can do Yibum with Reuven's widow, which with Sarah, Shimon would then be allowed to do. V'im lo, because again, it retroactively uproots the entire marriage. It's not like you were once married to her. V'im lo me'ana, but if she doesn't refuse to, tumta not shetagdil. So then the Yavama must wait until her sister, Leah, who is married to Shimon, until she reaches the state of being, a gedola, in which case she's going to be married and be married on the level of Dereisa. V'teitze elazum, v'shemachos isha, and then the Yavama will then be putter from doing Gibor Machalitza because she will be, an erva to the potential Yavam, and he holds that it's okay to do that point. So now we see Rabbi Gamliel holds that it's permitted to uproot the mitzvah of Yibum once it's taken effect, because we're basically essentially doing that when we allow the younger sister to get married and to consummate the marriage on a level of Dereisa. So we see that Rabbi Gamliel says that there is no Zika bond. He allows the removal of the mitzvah over here of Yibum and Chalitza. So now the Gemara says, now, Amar Le, Rabbi Gamliel, Rabbi Meir Karamis, what are you asking Akasha for? As Rashi points out, Ni nami devizika sfirilu kiyadade. What exactly does this second shaila over here have to do with the first shaila? There are two different independent points. That whether or not you hold that there's a zika that really makes it like your mamish married to the potential yavama rather. So then that's one shaila. But the other shaila of whether or not we're telling you that whether or not that a woman is going to be shayach to the concept of negating the mitzvah of Yibum Chalitza, that's a different shayla of being mevatel the mitzvah, bevitel yavamin. What's the shayla? Rashi says that's a different halacha. So Gemara says, "Lo, no, hachik aminan." Rabbi Meir chayash afilo esveika. According to your explanation, Meir is concerned for the possible, even the possibility that the second brother will die, and there's no meaning because really Levi and Yehuda, according to Rabbi Meir, should be allowed to do. In our example, we have the four brothers: Reuven, Shimon, Levi, and Yehuda. Reuven, Shimon are married to sisters, and they both die. So Levi should fully be allowed to marry or do Yibum with one of them. What are we afraid of? That Yehuda might die. So we're afraid of the possible circumstance where Yehuda will die, and then the second later Leah will be done with no Yibum or Chalitza. So you've negated the mitzvah. Only a possibility. We're just pointing together, Magamliel afilu levade lo chayesh. Where I'm just showing you that Magamliel isn't even concerned where you're vade, you're removing the mitzvah. Magamliel is allowing the Yesoma, who's only married a level Darabanan, to be fully married a level Doraisa. Therefore, he's uprooting the level of Doraisa of the Yibum and Chalitza, and he's not even choshish for that. So is it reasonable to assume that we're going to assume that there's such a wide wide machlokas? We usually assume that machlokas aren't so great. Here it's mamish, minakatsa lakatsa, they're arguing. We don't assume that machlokas are so far removed. So says the Gemara, no, Dilma man de lo chayesh, afilu levade lo chayesh. We're saying in Echanami that, yeah, really there is this machlokas because the one who's not concerned about removing the mitzvah, he's not concerned, even in this example, you say that, even where it's definite. Uman de chayesh, afilu sveika chayesh, where Rabbi Meir is concerned we're going to remove the mitzvah. It's meaning it's all one yesod machlokas. Are we chayesh to mevatel the mitzvah of Yibum Chalitza? So if the answer is no, then even if it's for sure you're going to mevatel it biadayim, like the case of Rabbi Gamliel's example, where you're mevatel the mitzvah of Yibum Chalitza biadayim by allowing the Darabanan marriage to kick in on the level of Doraisa, so then we're allowing you to do that. Now, if you hold the other side of this, that you're really, the other side is to say that really we're assuming that Yibum and Chalitza, there is a problem to mevatel it. So even if chashas for being mevatel it, as Rabbi Meir teaches us, afilu sveika chayesh, then he is going to be concerned with the mitzvah being removed, and therefore this is the machlokas, and it is not a problem to assume that this is the yesod hamachlokas. We've just defended Rabbi Yehuda that a yavam may not marry the yavama's mother if the yavama dies while not actually having performed yibum. So now the Gemara points out, Amar Abaye Rav Yosef, who taught him this? We know that Rabbi Yehuda had two rebbes. He was first, I think he first learned by Rav, I believe. And then afterwards, after Rav's death, he became a Talmud of Shmuel. I think that's what the Rashbam tells us. So now we're wondering who taught us this. Many times we have Amar Yehuda Amar Rav, Amar Yehuda Amar Shmuel, because he learned by both of them. He's a Talmud of both of them. So the Gemara is wondering which Shita is this. Amar Rav Yosef, Rav Yosef had Rav Yehuda the Shmuel. It is actually opinion of Shmuel. This now we learn in the Mishnah and Daf Mem Aleph tells us a Shomeris Yavam. Turning on to the next time, but now a Shomeris Yavam Shekidish Achiv is Achoisef. You have a woman awaiting Yavam and his brother who is also the Yavam. He married the sister. Mishum Yehuda Amru Omrim Lo Hamtein Atches Echamaisi. You have to wait for your brother to do Yibum or Chalitza, and only then would your Nisuin allowed to be kicked in, because again, you have the potential Zika bond over here is telling you that it's usher for you to wait while she's Zakuka, potentially Zakuka to the sister. When the brother does Yibum or Chalitza, he's removing that action. So the Gemara says, V'yamar Shmuel, Lacha Rabbi Yehuda Masira, the Lacha follows Rabbi Yehuda Masira. Since we see that Shmuel is Paskin Rabbi Yehuda Masira, we see that clearly there is Yesh Zika. We can learn that Rabbi Yehuda is telling based on this that a person is not allowed to marry the mother either. So the Gemara says, Amar Lei, D'i D'Rav Mai. Now, if you tell me that Rabbi Yehuda Paskin like Rav, what's the problem? So Gemara says, because no, we saw before that Kasha D'Rav, this would be a stira between what we learned in the name of Rav. We already learned in the name of Rav that he would hold that there is Ein Zika. So Rav Huna would telling us the Rav would contradict Rav Yehuda, and then it would be if it's Ein Zika or no Zika, Yev Zika. So Dilma Morai, you know, but what's that? Why is it so bad? Maybe there's people arguing or whether or not what Rav Eliel did he hold of Yev Zika or did he hold of Ein Zika? So the Gemara responds that, what does that mean? Kevan de Itmar Mishmei de Shmuel Behadi. We have a Beferish Halacha in the name of Shmuel. The Halacha follows the Shita that says Yesh Zika, and that's why you have to wait till they do Yibum or Chalitza with the other brothers in the example of that by Paskin like Rabbi Yehuda and Mesira. So then Mishmei de Rav Kamarais, and then you're going to make it that there's a machlokes about what did Rav really hold, as opposed to just say that he says Beferish that he hold like his other Rebbe. It makes more sense. Well, of Kash, Lo Shavke Mishmei de Shmuel Behadi, Mukmina Kamarayev, and Liberav. That makes much more sense to say that we have a Beferish statement that says that it was the Shita of It was the Shita of Shmuel, and not to make it that is later Amoraim are disagreeing what the Rebbe, what Rav really holds. It's not Shaykh to make that Machlokas. So therefore, we have the explicit statement, and that is stronger than the potential need for to explain the Machlokas. Now the Gemara says, Vaita, Amar Rav Kahana, Amri Seyla Shmaisa Kamei Rav Zvin Min Arda. I said this halacha in the name of Rav Zvin Min Arda. Amar Atun Hachim Masnitzala. You teach it from there, since you say Rav Yehuda, and without, I tell you, Anan Behedim Masnitzala, we learned Beferish, that the halacha follows that Shmuel Paskin Yev Zika. Amar Rav Yehuda, Amar Shmuel, Beferish, Rav Yehuda said in the name of Shmuel, Shemeres Yavam Shemesa Asar Be'ima. So clearly, he says in the name of Shmuel that there's clearly Yev Zika, because you're not allowed, if you, while waiting for Yom Chalitza with Sarah, Reuven died with children, and Shimon was waiting for Sarah, and Sarah dies in the interim, and he doesn't have the chance to do Yimur Chalitza yet. Alma Kasavra, Yesh Zika, we see that Shmuel holds as Yesh Zika, because you're not allowed to marry Sarah's mother. If you were not married to her at all, you weren't Shaykh to her, there'd be no problem with you marrying Sarah's mother. Vaz Shmuel Taime, Damar Shmuel, Lacha Rebbe Basira. And this follows Shmuel's own reasoning, because he holds the Lacha follows Rebbe Yehuda Ben Basira, and we see Beferish of here, according to this version, that Rebbe Yehuda really, in fact, Paskin like Shmuel. So now the Gemara says, it's Shrichin. He says, why do I need both halachas? Why do you have to tell me that a Shomeres Yavam Shemesa Asra B'ima and tell me that halacha is like Rabbi Masira that Yesh Zika? If I know there's Yesh Zika, I know you can't marry the mother after, if you didn't have a chance to Yimim Chalitza. And if I know that halacha follows Rabbi Masira, then I'll know you're not allowed to marry the mother. So both, but Manoshach, both ways you'll say it, you'll be able to learn both halachas. The Gemara says, no, it's Shrichin, you need both halachas. Because Diyashmin and Yesh Zika, if you just say blatantly there is a Zika, So then I want to say, only where it was Reuven and Shimon were the only two brothers in the picture. Reuven dies out of the children. Shimon doesn't have a chance to do Yimur Chalitza, and then Sarah dies. So then I'll hold Yesh Zika, and they're not allowed to marry Sarah's mother. But what if there was three brothers? There was Reuven, Shimon, and Levi, so there were each one is not even shy to say which one had the Zika too. We won't hold Yesh Zika there, because we could say it's a suffix on each one of them, and therefore each one is not necessarily shaykh to say that there was a real marriage between the two of them, and you'll be allowed to marry the mother of Sarah, Asha's Reuven in that example. So therefore, Kamashman, Shmuel has to tell us that even where there's multiple brothers, we assume that there's a Zika between both of them, and you're not, both of the, in that case where Sarah in fact dies before doing Yimur Chalitza with either Rachel, with either Shimon or Levi, we would assume that you're not allowed that both Shimon and Levi are not allowed to marry Sarah's mother. And if Shmuel tells us that Lacha follows Rebbe Basira, that there is a Yesh Zika, I would have said that this applies during the Yavama's lifetime. But after the death of the Zika is going to be removed, and the Yavama is going to be permitted to marry her mother. That Shmuel is telling us that Zika does not just move spontaneously with the Yavama's death, and the Yavama remains forbidden to marry her mother. It stays in that position. Very good. Okay, now we're up to the next Mishnah. Next Mishnah tells us another case of Eshes Achiv Shelo Haya Be'olamo. If you have Shnei Achiv and Mesa Achiv, you have two brothers, Reuven and Shimon, and one of them, Reuven, dies without any children. V'yibim Hasheni Es Achiv. So now Shimon performs Yibum with Sarah, the wife of Reuven. V'achach Nolad Len Ach. And then a third brother, Levi, is born afterwards, after Reuven had already died, and Sarah performed Yibum to Shimon. So now Shimon dies without any children. So the halacha is Harishona, the first one, Reuven's former wife Sarah is Yotzi Mishum Eishes Achiv Shelo Be'ima. That's the Isser D'Oraisa to have that because she was an erva because she was Eishes Achiv, which is an Isser D'Oraisa, and it was never removed for the possibility of Yibum Chalitza. So therefore, you can never Levi is never allowed to marry. Shimon's own wife is also going to be Pater Mishum Sarasa because she is the co-wife of this lady, and therefore both wives of Shimon are going to be Pater for Yibum and Chalitza. However, Asa B'Maimar, if Shimon only does, this is what we're recording before, that if Shimon only does a Maimar with Reuven's wife, Sarah in our example, and so Sarah really wasn't married to Shimon yet, so then we assume that there's lechumra. We're going to assume a shnei chalitza svil misavemis, that the second wife of Shimon, let's say Rachel, who's not related at all, and theoretically could have done yibum with Levi, but does not because of the fact that there was this maimar performed, and we assume that it was like they were married to Shimon. If Shimon fully did yibum, then it's possible that's eicha chaloyavo. Here it's that even did maimar, even that is going to be problematic. Rabbi Shimon disagrees, and he says miyavim leizamem shiirta. You can marry whichever one he desires. Ochol let's leizamem shiirta, or so. or he's allowed to perform with chalitza, whichever one he wants. Meaning, according to Rabbi Shimon, he doesn't goris the concept over here of Ishis Achiv Shaloya Alabella. Well, he's not bothered by that. So according to Rabbi Shimon, he is permitted to do, in either case, he's either Yibam or Chalitza, because Rabbi Shimon holds that, that Reuven's widow became Shimon's wife before Levi was born. She never fell to Levi for Yibam, and it's going to be permitted. So says the Gemara, Amar Rabbi Yoshia. Now, Chalak Rabbi Shimon Af Rishona, no, even a bigger Kaddish now. Even in the first case that we had in the very beginning of the Mishnayos, which talked about that not just, in our example we brought, is that Reuven was married to Sarah, and then he dies without any children, and then Sarah was did Yibum with Shimon, and then subsequently Shimon dies. In that example, Levi wasn't born yet. However, even a bigger chiddush over here, Rabbi Yoshi is teaching us the name of Rabbi Shimon, that if Levi was born in the interim, so Reuven dies, and now this lady Sarah is waiting for Yibum or Chalitza with Shimon, and Yibum, and now Levi's born in the interim, he's born there, and now she does. She then, afterwards, while they're waiting for him, Chalitza, and then she does Yibum with Shimon, and then Shimon dies. Even there, the Chiddush of, a very big Chiddush of Yoshe right now, the name of Shimon, is that even there you're allowed to do Yibum and or Chalitza, and there's a much bigger Chiddush, because I would have thought there's Mamish Atzaras Erva over there, because they didn't even perform Yibum Chalitza yet, and he was Shayach to the Zika Ban, and yet Rav Shimon says it's okay. So the Gemara says, Midiktanish, so now the Gemara says, that, I mean, Mimai, so where are you learning this from? Midiktan Mishnah Yisera. From the fact that the Tana of our Mishnah teaches us, both cases, because there'll be no chiddush other than Rabbi Shimon. Because Bava Deresha, in the first case of the Mishnah, which tells us where Levi is born before Shimon does Yibum, so Leman Ketanila, whose opinion are you teaching that for? If you're going to tell me Eliam and the Rabban, you're going to tell me that it has a chiddush in the Rabbanan, again, where Levi wasn't born yet, till after, if Levi was born in the interim, why do I have to teach you both cases? Because Hashta Yibum Elasof Nela, because even where Shimon fully does a Yibum, and wasn't Shayach to have a Zika relation between Sarah, the wife of Reuven, and Levi, and even there we're telling you that we're telling you in that example, we're saying that that in the case of Yibam himself, no lad, that even there, so that when Levi was born, he only was married to her in a permitted state, that i.e. the wife, all she was to him was the wife of Shimon, his brother. Maybe he should be doing Yibum. And still, Asri Rabbanan, there, the Rabbanan still say that Levi's not allowed to do Yibum with Shimon's, either of Shimon's wife, because of the problem of Ashes Achav Shaleba Alamo. So then, Nolad Vachak Yibim Ibai. So then, obviously, if Levi was born first, before Shimon had the chance to do Yibum, then Kavachomer, the Rabbanan are going to say that case is going to be Aser. So clearly, you can't teach me this. These both, you wouldn't. The Mishnah wouldn't repeat itself to teach me al chiddush in the shita of the Rabbanan. So the Gemara points out, Elalav, Rabbi Shimon Itzrich. It must be that this was necessary for the shita of Rabbi Shimon. So now the Gemara says, which case are we talking about that's needed for Rabbi Shimon? The Tana Rishon Adichal go to Rabbi Shimon, because it teaches you how far Rabbi Shimon teaches you. Meaning Rabbi Shimon would say, even where, that's what we pointed out, even where Levi was born in the interim, and there was a shaychus of Zika between the wife of Reuven, Sarah, and Levi, because he was already born, and the Zika, and Shimon didn't even have a chance to do Yibum yet. So even there, Rabbi Shimon says it's mutter. So that's how far, that's why we bring the first case to teach you the koach of Rabbi Shimon, and we bring in the second case to teach you that even where Shimon performed Yibum, and I would have thought that there was no relation between Sarah and Levi, because Levi wasn't even born yet, and when Levi is born, it's only because of the koach of Shimon that he's now shayach to do Yibum Chalitza when Shimon dies. Even there, the Rabbanan are going to say you don't do Yibum or Chalitza. So then why didn't Rabbi Shimon pipe up in the first case of the Mishnah, the case before? So the Gemara says, because they waited for the Rabbanan to finish their opinion, and then Vader Paligale. That case, we waited for that statement to mention both cases, and therefore we hold, Rabbi Shimon would hold, that even if the child didn't die yet, if the child was born in interim, he would hold that it's mutter to do Yibam or Chalitza. So Gemara says, Ela Eishas Achav Shaloya Abalomal, Rabbi Shimon Eichem Ishkachala. So then, according to Rabbi Shimon, isn't he moda that, at some point we have the problem of Eishas Achav Shaloya Abalomal, as we learned out, sorry, it was, yesterday's daf that we were gonna get to today, I forgot, I'm getting confused now. We had this on Yodzaim Abbas, the lacha of, Yeshua Anashim Yachta, Biachad, they'd have to be in the same time period. So what does Rabbi Shimon do with that drasha? So Gemara points out, Bechad Acha Umis, where there was only one brother, man had no other brothers, and he died without any children. So Reuven died without any children, Sarah. Sarah, so then Reuven dies without any children, and then all of a sudden Levi's born afterwards, even if it's a month later. So, and she's not remarried yet. We don't say that there's Yibum there, that's Esha Achet Shalei, but according to Rabbi Shimon. V'nola lo ach, so that would be the case. Oh, I mean another case, betray, in the case where there was two brothers, v'lo Yibim, v'lo Mis, and after one, the first one, Reuven dies without any children, Sarah then, the second one, did not do Yibum, and did not die, rather, she was waiting for Yibum, a new brother was born. So he may not take the wife at that point, you're not allowed to take the wife of that case. That implies Rabbi Shimon hold that the second brother is not allowed to do Yibum in that case. So that's what we learn according to Rabbi Shimon. Now the Gemara says, "Please shlom yach yibim v'achakach nola." Now I understand that if you assume Rabbi Shimon is only arguing on the case where that if they first do yibim and then they're born, that Rabbi Shimon is going to permit Levi to do yibim. Then I understand that case. Because now when Levi now is supposed to, if Shimon subsequently dies and now Reuven's original wife Sarah is now married to Shimon, the only relationship that Levi had with this lady was that she was the wife of his sister in this world of Shimon. However, Ella Nolad Rakach Yibim, in the case where we had before, where Levi was born in the interim, and Shimon didn't do Yibim Rechalitzia, and only afterwards Shimon does Yitzah, my time, what could be the reason that Shimon said it's mutter for Levi to do Yibim? How could you tell me that she married Levi? She was Eishes Achiv Shaloya Balama, which was relevant at what time to even do Yibim Rechalitzia, because she didn't even have the relationship yet with Shimon. So the Gemara points out, Kasavar Yesh Zika. Because Reb Shimon must hold that there is Zika, and therefore, Vizika Kanusa Damya, and Zika goes so far as to say that it's a full-fledged wife. Reb Shimon considers the Zika to be so strong that it makes the Yavama the full-fledged wife, and therefore, even when Shimon was awaiting doing Yibum Chalitza, it's like Shimon already did the Yibum or Chalitza. Mamish like he did the Yibum, and therefore it's like it's fully his wife, so then when Levi is subsequently born, Levi is just related to the wife through the fact that it was his brother, and therefore that's how we're pointing it out over here. So then, you know what? We'll start the kasha, then we'll stop in the middle. Maskevlar of Yosef has to Zika Umaymar. Now, even the case of Zika and Umaymar, Mesapkler of Shimon, Shimon is still in doubt. Then, even in that case where he was Masupak, if that's it's like it's married or not, Zika Lachudim Ivai, you're going to tell me that when it comes to a Zika at all, we're going to tell me that there would be Reb Shimon may actually hold that in that case you're going to be a full fledged wife, even when it's just Zika, so that's a very big kasha. So now the Gemara asks, Mahi, what exactly is the opinion of Reb Shimon? So I know I think we have to stop over here right out of time, that we'll see the Mishnah is the Lashon over there over Shabbos, and then pick up from the Gemara's recording, Be'ez Hashem, on Daf Chaf.